Br'er Rabbit and the Tar Baby. Br'er Rabbit could be mighty annoying to his fellow animals. And sometimes when he had stolen their dinner or made fools of them, they got fearfully angry. Take that day he stole Br'er Fox's dinner. Br'er Fox swore to be revenged on Br'er Rabbit and to eat him, too. So he found an old sack and some straw and made a life-size dummy. It had a swede for a head, a turnip for a nose, and radishes for its eyes. And he daubed it all over with tar and dressed it up with a jacket, a straw hat, and gloves on the ends of its straw arms. And he stood it by the side of the road. It was the smartest tar baby you ever saw. Br'er Fox hid behind the wall and waited for Br'er Rabbit to come loping down the road. When Br'er Rabbit saw the tar baby, he stopped in his tracks.
"Howdy, friend," he exclaimed. "What brings you to these parts?"
But the tar baby said nothing.
"Good day to you. How are you this fine morning?"
asked Br'er Rabbit, feeling particularly friendly. But the tar baby said nothing.
"Deaf, are you?"
said Br'er Rabbit, hopping closer and looking for the tar baby's ear.
"I'll shout."
But even when he shouted, the tar baby said nothing.
"Now see here, you're not the friendliest buddy I ever met,"
said Br'er Rabbit, beginning to feel insulted.
"Say howdy-do, or I'll box your ears."
But the tar baby said not a word. Br'er Rabbit gave it a gentle pat round the head, and his paw stuck like syrup to a bear.
"Let go,"
said Br'er Rabbit, and gave the tar baby a push with his other paw. And that paw stuck too, like treacle to a spoon.
"Take care,"
warned Br'er Rabbit.
"I can kick mighty hard."
But the tar baby said nothing at all. Br'er Rabbit kicked him. First with one foot, then with the other. And pretty soon his two back feet were stuck to the tar baby like flies to a flypaper.
"I'm warning you, I'll butt you, and my head's mighty hard."
But the tar baby said not a word. When Br'er Rabbit butted him, his two long ears stuck to the tar like gum to a gum tree.
"Aha! Got you!"
cried Br'er Fox, roaring with laughter as he tumbled out onto the road. He took hold of Br'er Rabbit by the scruff of his neck and pulled him off the tar baby and bundled him into a sack.
"You're not gonna throw me into the briar patch, are you kind, Mr. Fox?"
shrieked Br'er Rabbit.
"I got something much worse in store for you,"
chortled Br'er Fox.
"I'm gonna roast you." "Oh, that's all right then, so long as you aren't planning to throw me into the briar patch." "What do you mean, that's all right then?"
demanded Br'er Fox.
"Maybe I'll roast you on a spit." "Fine, fine,"
said Br'er Rabbit.
"Just so long as you don't throw me into the briar patch." "You're spoiling my fun,"
whined Br'er Fox.
"Why aren't you begging and pleading with me?" I am. Please, 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 I beg you, don't throw me into the briar patch."
"Well," said Br'er Fox sulkily, "I came here to be revenged on you, Br'er Rabbit, and revenged I'll be."
So he tossed Br'er Rabbit into the very heart of the briar patch. The briars grew so tall that Br'er Rabbit quite disappeared from view. Came the voice from the briar patch. Br'er Rabbit stood up, chewing on a thistle.
"Now fancy you not knowing, Br'er Fox, that I was born and raised in a briar patch. Oh, but these briars are comfortable against my fur. My, but these thistles are tasty. Can't I try one, Br'er Fox?" "No? No, maybe you'd best take that there tar baby home before it catches out some poor innocent little old rabbit."
Br'er Fox ground his teeth and hopped about and shook his furry fists.
I'll get you next time, you tricky, cunning, wicked old rabbit. I'll get you next time.
And he was so angry that he turned round and punched the tar baby on the nose with all his might. And that, as you can imagine, was a big mistake. Last time I saw Br'er Fox, he was all stuck to the tar baby, shouting and cursing and tugging and calling Br'er Rabbit all the names under the sun.